From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Regional officials in Afghanistan say the Taliban has kidnapped at least 17 bus passengers in a northern province of the country. Zahi Abdullah Amani, spokesman for the governor of Saripul province, said the passengers were local residents of the Balkab district and traveling to the capital when they were abducted. Local tribal elders are said to be negotiating their release. This is the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban. 200 people were taken earlier this week from a bus by insurgents who set up illegal checkpoints on a highway in northern Kunduz province. Some of those people have been later released, but at least 17 were executed. Somali officials say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel yesterday, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. The security minister for the country tells VOA Somali service that the security forces killed the three gunmen during a shootout in the Ambassador Hotel this morning and rescued 57 hostages the gunmen held overnight. Among the wounded yesterday was Jama Abdi. Abdi says he screamed for help as many people remained buried in rubble and begged for help. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed the attack, which was made by assault weapons and a suicide car bomb. Meantime, Somali officials say a senior Al-Shabaab commander, Muhammad Ali, also known as Dulya Dane, was killed in a military operation this week. There are two rebel-held besieged towns near Damascus receiving aid convoys this week. For Daraya, with an estimated 4,000 to 8,000 people, this is the first outside assistance in 4 years since the Islamic State militants have been holding the town. A truck of containing medicines and baby items arrived. This is VOA News. This truck comes as UN Security Council is expected to take up the matter of World Food Program and directed aid airdrops to the besieged areas across Syria. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says land deliveries, while preferable, have been insufficient because they're denied access to hundreds of thousands needy Syrians.
The World Food Program has provided briefings to the United States on a series of approaches that could be taken. And we have discussed those with our Russian counterparts, including, I might add, in a phone call earlier this morning, between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov.
Meantime, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday, in an advance toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. In Iraq, a military assault on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah has stalled as a result of stiff resistance by IS defenders, as well as concern for the civilians trapped inside. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the main objective of the operation is to reduce civilian and army casualties. An estimated 50,000 civilians, including some 20,000 children, are believed still trapped inside the city. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship has picked up a signal likely emitted by the black boxes of an Egypt Air plane that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. The search area is between the Greek island of Crete and the Egyptian coastline. Aviation expert Thomas Anthony of the University of Southern California says flight data recorders emit a specific pinging sound that is relatively easy to detect.
The signal is of a specific frequency, and so it's identified as being from the pinger. However, it is only really just one source of data that's going to help them locate that wreckage.
The black boxes could provide critical information on the final moments of the ill-fated Egypt Air Airbus 320 that disappeared from radar while flying from Paris to Cairo on May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. And a U.S. military commander in Afghanistan said even though it is early in the fighting season against the Taliban insurgency, Afghan forces have improved in their performance. Army Brigadier General Charles Cleveland describes improvement as gradual but steady. He says they have switched from a defensive to an offensive mindset and are getting close in air support. Meantime, the U.S. birth rate continues to decline in teenagers and young women. A record low number of teenagers and women in their 20s gave birth in the United States in 2015, according to new government data released Thursday. Preliminary figures for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention show the birth rate among mothers ages 15 to 19 fell by 8% last year. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.